I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Ah, relationships. Deep down, we know we can't live without them. When all is well, they sustain us, protect us, nurture us. And then, well, there are those times when relationships get so complicated we may be tempted to move to, say, a remote iceberg to avoid them. But as we hear from Larry Shushansky, some relationships, especially those rooted in deep family connections, are really hard to sever. Sometimes what they require is sincere, thoughtful, and truly principled navigation.
I believe my happiness is created by how I act in relationships, which might be different from how someone else might act. 6 months before my mother died, my oldest sister called me yelling that she could no longer take sole care of her. I couldn't make out everything she was saying, but I understood she was overwhelmed. She called because I had distanced myself from my mother, seeing her only twice a year. For the next 6 months, I took sporadic time out of work, flying to Virginia to take my mother to doctor's appointments, get her medications, help my sister coordinate with the assisted living staff, and keep her company. Truth be told, my mother was a very difficult woman. At times, she was overbearing, critical, intrusive, and had very few filters when it came to expressing what she thought. The night my mother was hospitalized for the last time, she had become combative, and while some of this came from an ammonia buildup in her brain from a failing liver, it was who she'd been for years. The night she went into the hospital, my middle sister, my wife, and I drove from Rhode Island to Virginia, met my older sister, and decided only on palliative care. My mother was 91, and 2 hours earlier said that if we really loved her, we would let her go. 3 days later, she died surrounded by family. My mother's death left me sad, but, quite honestly, not devastated. I had done what I felt I needed to do to be there for her. I didn't do what I wanted to do. I did what I felt was right to do. And as a result, I didn't have the guilt or the devastating grief I often see as a clinical social worker. Taking care of a dying parent may sound admirable, but it's not always reasonable to expect. I have a friend who stopped having contact with her mother, who had also been abusive. No matter what she tried to do to reconcile, nothing helped. At the end of her mother's life, my friend kept her distance and, like me, she felt no guilt and was not paralyzed by sadness. I believe our relationships can create a sense of well-being, but only if we dig deep enough and deal with them and ourselves honestly.
Virginia native Larry Shushansky is a clinical social worker in private practice in Providence. He maintains the website independentenough.com. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.